Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The UFL Gambling Podcast Week 6 Reaction Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pickup for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you can enter in NBA, ULF, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and much, much more. Sign up today at Underdog Fantasy using that underdogfantasy.com, using that promo code TCESGPN. You get 100% deposit match. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride.
Hey, this is Bill Romanowski. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
Being played in the United States Football League.
Touchdown! Oh my God! The quarterback is toast.
We sometimes forget that football, being the consummate team sport, is a great deal more successful when you do play as a unit and don't rely on individual talent. Frankly, I'm impressed with the USFL.
America, this league is good for America, and football is.
Spring football is going to work in America.
You play to win the game.
And now it is time for our USFL report.
Boom! And we're back on the UFL Gambling Podcast. Another exciting week of UFL action as the playoff race is heating up. It is heating up, mainly one game there that was very, very important as far as the playoff race over the weekend. But look, youtube.com/@UFL Gambling Pod. Get on over there, hit that like, hit that subscribe. You can watch the show. We got uniforms and everything. If you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Kobe Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. But no one touches Dundee.
I want this pilot. I want, it's a matter of national security.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but I was fire on my totals. 2-2 on the ATS. But the totals. I'm a totals guy from now on. Totals guy. I am joined by my co-host. We're live in studio, by the way. I'm feeling good to be in studio hanging out with this guy. He is the host of the Bottom Line Bombs podcast, which you should be subscribed to. Check it out. They call him the man in the box, a.k.a. the Bet Detective. I give you C.J. Sullivan. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good to have you back in the studio there now that the White Tigers basically old enough to raise on his own at this point. You've done all you could.
I've done, yeah. You know? He's on his own. I showed him, you know what it was? I showed him his first Lyle Alzado movie over the weekend.
Takes care of itself after that. Yeah, they just basically raise themselves. After you get the Lylanator, what's his name?
Yes, and there's a movie called I think it's called Neon City.
He made his comeback, his ill-fated and ill-advised comeback to the NFL with the Raiders.
He went like 42 years old. I feel
42, and he immediately went to triple stack and D-ball steroids, like just getting like three doses in one triple cycling, they used to call it. And I think he died like 6 months afterwards.
What I like about him though, he went for it.
Oh, he went for it. He went for it. We were saying this before the show. I was with Kramer, and we were just talking about the UFL and. Yeah, it's a little something seems to be missing, lackluster this year, you know, with it. Maybe it's the crowds or whatever. And like basically how dumb the NFL is, too, because you see like St. Louis, how they get like, you know, 40,000 people each week and no other team is getting close to that. So obviously they just want football. So look,
well, DC can't.
Right.
Its capacity is 18,000,
which is fine. Yeah. I don't mind the smaller stadiums. It kind of makes it look better. But why don't they look for towns like Oakland and San Diego that want football?
They have the
Oakland should be the flagship.
They have the
of this
team name too.
Thing.
They own the Invaders.
Right.
Get in there now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 100%. If this like I don't understand. I think they were trying for that for Memphis.
Yeah. But if you had, I mean, if Lyle Alzado was alive, first of all, he wouldn't be. But if he was, fuck the Rock. Alzado is the guy.
You went to run the league.
You know,
I've been hoping for Dana White to get in there
for sure. Dana White would
know how to do it. This guy, he knows how to do it when it comes to elite podcasting. All right. He is the host of the Old Fashioned Football Podcast, and he will also be joining me on the CFL Gambling Podcast, which we'll have an episode coming soon. Give it up for Justin Mark, a.k.a. J-Mark. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. I assumed White Tiger was watching God's Eye, studying triple option and stuff like that.
Right now he's at home doing that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. This is a weird setup, though. Not used to it. I feel like incoming message from the big giant head or something here. I look... Look all blown up compared to you guys in studio.
We get bigger J-Mark. Look at that.
Yeah. we're finally listening to the fans. You deserve all the accolades. All right.
George Orwell J-Mark.
Yeah, exactly. So
he does have a Wizard of Oz look to himself, and he does have tornadoes behind him in Iowa.
That's true.
Coming in on him. And shout out to J-Mark for braving the tornado coming down his throat and still getting his show in. So all the fans can get our power rankings before his house goes and he has to go into the cellar, get the family down below, and then build himself a new RV.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how many tornadoes is this in the past 2 weeks?
I don't know. A couple of weeks ago, between that whole storm, there was 112 that touched down. Those weren't all in Iowa, but we've been pounded by them. It's crazy.
And everyone gives us a hard time about the earthquakes, you know?
Right.
Fuck the earthquakes. Have you seen how many homeless are in Venice Beach? Anyway, look, let's get to it.
Anyway,
those homeless. So, yeah, I'll be honest. Can we get a league where they're playing?
Yes.
Get them some shoulder pads. Go out there and play.
It'd be a continuation of bum fights. Make it bum ball.
Yeah, bum ball. That's what I'm saying. That would be an all I would watch.
Not the dating app.
Yeah.
J Mark. Bumble.
Look, we had action. We had high octane action as the Stallions decided to start Adrian Martinez. I know, and they gave us that information. You believe that?
Unreal.
They gave us information that they're going to play the best player in the league.
I know, he is definitely the MVP, and he's been benched already twice.
I can't help but go back to our conversation of people like, I guess it's a decent argument of AJ McCarron's or AJ Martinez, but I tend to think Adrian Martinez. I mean, good God, 10.2 yards of completion, 4 passing touchdowns. First time that's been done in the UFL in their rich history. 369 passing yards. He only ran for 25 yards. You can't say, oh, he runs too much, because he just absolutely took shit on this showboat defense.
Took shit.
He took shit on showboat defense. There was like three people at the game. This was the worst outcome yet for the showboats.
Yeah.
With those hideous fucking uniforms. You can't honor Reggie White and Pepper Rogers with those hideous fucking uniforms. Dude, this was what, like 22-6 at halftime? Like, this was just an ass whooping.
Well,
easy cash on the lock.
22-9. First of all, I know that because
you bet the total the first half.
I had Memphis plus 7.5 first half, and it was 16-9. I was sitting pretty. They Birmingham tries a fake punt or whatever the fuck they did. Memphis shuts it down.
Yeah.
With like 30 seconds to go, I'm sitting pretty.
I was impressed there.
Yeah, they had momentum. They fumble the fucking next play.
That defensive line. I played their defense in DFS.
That's true, but he just dropped the ball. Then touchdown, 22-9, game's over. When they even came out in the second, so a horrible beat, my plus 7.5 there in first half. My 22-1, 220-1 parlay, not off to a good start. Second half, they even came in. They stopped them, initial drive. Then they drive down, it's 4th and 4. The 50, they punt the ball. What are you? First of all, on 3rd and 4, do something or midfield. Then they punt the ball. What do you think you're doing?
No. How about, I think it was, I think I texted, Sean this, me and Sean were talking, and, let me see if I could pull up the exact circumstances here. It was pretty hilarious. They were down, I think 22. They kicked a field goal.
Oh yeah. To make it 31-12, and that hit the over. That's why totals Dundee over here is sitting pretty, because they kicked the field goal.
Oh yeah,
you're so funny. So they're trying, and the announcers are trying to force the UFL math, and it still didn't make sense. Now remember, folks, they're like, remember, folks, you can go for 3 in this game, so the most you can get is 9, 9, and 9 makes it 18. So this cuts it to 19. Okay, so it's still a 3-score game.
So what are we doing here?
Right.
Yeah, this is the second time they've done that shit.
But it literally just hit the over. It's always what it means. There was a score after that, but I mean, it was amazing. It was so dumb. So I didn't think Memphis played all that bad, but you're right. The offensive line is just too much. And then when they finally put in Williams, who I still started in DFS, even though J. Mark told us the ins and outs that they were going with Cookus.
At least that gave us a little bit of intel this week. Yeah. Roundtree, you know, injured, or not injured, like taken off the active roster because right. Marable is back. We got that information late. But
they have to go with Troy Williams the rest of the way, by the way, Memphis. Just the way that offensive line.
Why
is.
Even play a game? If you're what an ass whooping. J Mark, your thoughts on the Stallions continuing their dominance and Adrian, my hot take of Adrian Martinez is the best player this league's ever seen.
Yeah, no, I can't remember who said it last week, but they said can't name him the best quarterback when he just runs all the time and doesn't throw.
Mm.
Well, he just threw for 369 yards. So can't make that argument against Martinez anymore.
He's the only quarterback to throw for 300 yards in a game this year. And he's done it twice.
Yeah. Well,
in three starts
and 0 interceptions. And I think the biggest thing that stands out to me is over 10 yards of completion. Do you know how rare that is in a spring league? I don't think this happened in the past 2 years.
I blame Carnell Lake's defense as always. I mean, they're a disgrace.
I'm curious to see what happens next week. If you're Birmingham, do you roll out Crow? Because that's likely your championship game, right? Stallions, Battle Hawks. We have a good chance that roll out Crow so they don't have experience against Martinez.
See, if the UFL was smart, they would say the winner's going to get home field for the Freedom Cup. But instead, we know it's in St. Louis. So what's the point of it for the Stallions? Roll out Crow. Don't give them Martinez until the championship game.
Right. Agreed.
this isn't rocket science. All right.
Keep on ice.
Couple other notes here. Deion Kane and Jay Sternberger finished half a yard short of their underdog fantasy, more or less. If you that hurt.
How about former Notre Dame receiver Kevin Austin with an appearance?
Was it like an 80-yard touchdown?
Jesus. Yeah, 80-yard touchdown. Wound up a 4 for 108.
Unfucking believable, dude. And I killed the over there once. And remember,
killed the over. The field goal.
Killed the over. The over was 42.5.
No, I know. It wound up.
It's 60.
It did wound up killing it, but it was that field goal to pull within 19 that opened the floodgates.
Could someone explain to me? I have an issue with their coaches so bad in this league. Mm. Why it wasn't even like, I would understand it if it was 4th and 20.
Yeah.
And you're like, it was like 4th and 4. 4th and 5. It's like, no, load it out. Let's bring out the kick. Let's cut it to 19.
Can I also say the back door was still open on this game? And I gave out Memphis. They went for that 4th and 12. He had it. He just dropped it. He got jarred loose. Yeah, but like, he catches that. They're going down and scoring covering.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, but I just. How do you get coaches that do that? It's I don't understand.
I don't get it. Who are they kicking to? Why?
Like, this is a problem because we've seen Curtis Johnson do this every week.
I don't even get me going about Curtis Johnson just yet. Dear God.
Kick a field goal down 22 in the second half. Mind numbing.
But you're right. Punting the ball on that first drive of second half was worse.
There is a lot. It's like, what are you doing? You only have, this is a running clock in this league.
Running clock. You're like, the best team in the league. You're down by fucking, it's going to be more as soon as you give him the ball. It's Cardinal Lake fucking defense. Shout out also, prayers and thoughts. Ambulance had to come out. I was thinking about that when the ambulance came out. I was thinking about you. And the difference of between the DeMar Hamlin situation is like, there's no chance they're canceling this game. Like, they will play over his body if need be, if they could wheel it off. UFL is not rescheduling a fucking thing.
I had to sit there and I saw, you know, some other, I think, shitty publications tweeting out, this wouldn't happen with the XFL kickoff. Fuck you. And the very next play, like literally like five plays later, one of their wide receivers, actually, it wasn't five. It was like 30 minutes later in the Battle Hawks game. Their wide out, Hakeem Butler, he got injured on a pass play. So I was quick to refute and say, well, maybe we should get rid of passing. Maybe we should get rid of passing.
Absolutely.
God forbid, you know, a guy get injured. Fucking losers. Welcome to fucking life.
Speaking of Hakeem Butler, let's move on.
I'm furious.
Can't chase his numbers. I said, you can't chase his numbers. DFS.
I'm furious.
No way is he going to repeat that.
I'm furious. The 13.5 didn't hit, but I did hit on the under. But God damn, should have this. Like, I feel like
this was a joke of this a cover by St. Louis.
Oh my God.
J Mark's Battle Hawks made me sick in this game.
No, I agree that Houston was the right call here.
I mean, this was a joke.
Dude, I'm not convinced that like St. Louis is that close to Birmingham. I'm really not. They only outgained Houston by 32 yards here. And I like, to me, there was a couple red flags there to me. You know, if that, and by the way, if that catch that was deemed a fumble, which in real time I thought was incomplete, but I mean, I understand on replay, it kind of looked like a fumble.
Yeah.
If that didn't happen, you know, Houston was in field goal range. I don't want to say Houston would have gotten points because we know Houston, they would have somehow fucked up that opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, Curtis Johnson is just amazing. It was another one where they're going to tie the game or at least tie the game, maybe take the lead before halftime. Houston, they fumble. St. Louis comes down. They scored in the last.
It should have been 6-0 at the half, or set. What
it should have been like? Something like that, or 6-3. Yeah. Next thing you know, it's 14-0. Curtis Johnson, who saves all his timeouts to use on defense at the goal line in the final 10 seconds to give Tony Meatball time to set up three plays at the end. That's what you're saving your time. And he's burning them all. Time out. What the fuck are you doing? The clock is running.
That was a hard game to take, man.
The one. Oh my God. It ended a fucking super challenge. He doesn't super challenge a roughing the passer, which is obvious roughing the passer. Even yeah. Dino Blandino said, hell, I would have called that. You know? And, I mean, I honestly don't think his headset's plugged in. Because they're showing it 20 times. It's roughing the quarterback. And I think like there's like and they're so they're saying, hey, challenge us. Oh fuck, we unplugged this headset. We forgot we can't tell him a thing.
I mean, this guy's setting the league back by himself. A good fucking chunk. Each and every week, you're just sitting there like, and good God.
And then he challenges like a Hail Mary. Yeah, that's what you saved it for? And you burn a timeout and shit like a Hail Mary interference? What are you doing? Oh,
boy.
God, he is so bad.
Shout out to Sam in the chat. Appreciate you tuning in, Sam, because my argument against Martinez is that any QB looks good under center with the Stags. No. I agree that any look good. But one looks incredible. Like, better than Jamar Smith. Better than Alex McGough.
Yeah.
Better than Matt Corral. I would push back on that because one guy looks just. I mean, when you're completing over 10 yards of completion and zero interceptions, four touchdowns,
368 and four touchdowns, and he's the only quarterback to throw for 300 yards in the game, and he's done it twice in three starts.
Yeah, he's only started three times, which is just mind numbing, but. Yeah, I don't know. J-Mark, to go back to your Battle Hawks team, I mean, they're still the clear number two. I know we're getting to our power rankings, but I was not super impressed by their performance, but they did cover somehow, which it bothers me. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, no, I still think Houston covering was the right call. I mean, the fumbles and just the bad challenges. Houston should have covered this game. I was not impressed with how the Battle Hawks looked. Maybe a little bit of a hangover from the DC game, a little bit of a look ahead, even though Tony Meatball told reporters, I haven't even watched a Stallions game yet. I haven't looked into them. Well, that's terrible coaching. Right, yeah. Don't say that.
He doesn't get the regional Tony, coverage. Yeah. He doesn't get
Tony, we believe you. We believe you're not watching the tapes.
But to your point about, I mean, the Battle Hawks and the Stallions, they don't look like they're even teams at all. And I agree with that. How are the Stallions still plus money to win the championship? I don't understand that.
Yeah. I mean, with Martinez, they've won every game with Martinez by like 20 points, right? Yeah. I don't even think any game's been close, but with Corral, they've been a couple closer outings. Mm-hmm. Mark Thompson, he said he quit. Did you see his tweets?
No, what did he say?
He said, I'm out.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck this.
Curtis Johnson had him. He's like, you know what? I no longer want to play spring football. My career's over.
Oh my God. God bless him. We definitely need to get him on the show now. If we didn't get him before, we definitely got him now. Now that he can unload. Oh.
Sam S says, please don't call him Tony Meatball.
Don't call him Tony Meatball.
Yeah, he's a national treasure.
Tony, that's an eternal of endearment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
the fucking Delran.
We're giving him credit here.
The Delrandago. I grew up in a town next to Anthony Beck. He went to Delran, and Tony Meatball's a term of endearment.
I'll tell you what stands out to me about this game before we turn the page. 17 rushes, -5 yards for St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean Houston shut him down.
You cannot.
This is a prolific offense in St. Louis. The hardest home field advantage there is in football.
Tell me that this team is anywhere close to the Stallions.
It was a bad game. Listen, it was a look ahead game. It was a look ahead game. It was a sandwich game as predicted. That's why I was on Houston. So I gave out these money lines that didn't come in, but the penalties killed them. They're 8 for 50 yards from penalties, 3 for 13 in third downs.
I did enjoy Houston's passing, and just to show you how good Adrian Martinez is, Reed Sinnott threw for 126 yards and a cool 3.7 yards per.
I'm getting sick of Reed Sinnott too. The Reed Sinnott magic.
Oh man, 3.7. That's almost hard to do. Like, how are you completing for that low of a completion percentage? Like, I'm serious. That's like a challenging thing to do. Like, you have to like check down every fucking time. You got to throw so many wide receiver screens. Unbelievable. I can't believe they fucking covered. I cannot believe covered this fucking game.
That was
game.
Very AJ McCarron-ish to do that. And Hakeem Butler was a beast again, though. But
he is fine for next week, I think. He's good. Fine for next week.
That's good. Poor Marcus Thompson, though. RIP.
Yeah, he's done. Curtis Johnson ruined his career.
He got in a heated argument there on the sideline.
Coaching
too,
matters. Coaching matters. You see this guy? He's no longer human. He's disgusted with the game of football because of Curtis Johnson.
Amazing.
Folks, I want to tell you, you're listening to the UFL Gambling Podcast. We are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And, you know, are you a hardcore baseball fan or just a degenerate sitting in an office looking for some afternoon action? Either way, you want to make sure you subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcast, because they got winners. They're carving out straight down to the bone. Check it out. Also, we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pickup game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and much, much more. Make entries of all basketball players if you wanted to, or mix and match across other sports, which is so unique. I feel like a lot of platforms won't let you do this. You could play an NHL player, an MLB player, a ULF player mixed with an NBA player. You can win up to 100 times the amount of money you enter, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30 different states, plus, you know, including California and Texas, and even the great country of Canada. So hop on over there. Underdog, you know, make sure you sign up with the promo code TCESGPN when you hop over there, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code TCESGPN.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, we are back on the UFL Gambling Podcast, and whoo, did I lose money here? But I did hit on the over. And that was Renegades Panthers. This ending, hilarious.
This game tilted me the most. I was on Arlington plus the four, of course, but I was on the money line big.
Yeah,
my Arlington futures, they needed a fucking run. I ran it. Let's do it.
Arlington should have won this game
five times. Yeah, they should have won this game. It was insane.
All right, look, I'm done with the Zettling experience. You get on over to get Bryce Perkins in the game.
I still don't know how fucking Michigan won this. I still don't know how it happened.
Speaking of Zettling,
what's that? Yep.
I have a video real quick that I pulled. I don't know if you saw this this interview.
The broadcast is raving about the wheels. Where did they come from? Did you buy them at halftime? What happened there?
No, I heard what Kobe said
last week about being mobile. So obviously I took that personal and had to go and get something, make a big play.
It's like the Michael Jordan play. Obviously I took that personally.
Hey, I enjoy, look, Danny Etling. I'm just a jackass in a studio. I start huffing and puffing while I run my dog 20 yards. All right. So kudos to you. All right. But God damn, did he get lucky on that deep ball? That deep ball was like 20 yards underthrown.
Fucking joke.
All right. Now, a win is a win is a win, but this is a garbage fucking win. This is a garbage win. Look, I have a future on Michigan. We've pretty much, have we clinched? I feel like this is, no one's been announcing anything yet, but I feel like we clinched. But they had the Renegades just, this is what the Renegades do. They lose games.
That's true. I mean, that Arlington finds way to lose games. That's for sure. But I'll say this. The going for it, whatever. It all started at the end, the fourth and one, going for it, they're getting stuffed with the awful play of the Hamilton Smith. Immediate 50-yard rush, touchdown, blah, blah, blah. But then they drive down. They make it. Perez does Perez things. Beautiful third down conversion. Drive all the way down. There's 50 seconds to go. They're going to run the clock out and have a walk-off field goal. It's going to happen. the math is set up. It's third down. They're in shotgun. It was their second down. Obvious offsides play. I mean, three guys, they made contact. They should have blew it dead almost. But it was a free play situation where three guys jumped offsides. Perez launches it into the end zone. And they're like, oh, that's a little, even though it's a free play, you know, you shouldn't, I don't know, a little tricky. And then the refs are sitting there, yeah, no flag. And Perez is looking like, what the fuck? You think I would have fucking thrown a up for grabs ball like that?
Yeah.
You know, for fucking anyone to catch if there wasn't a free play? And they can't super, they can't challenge, you can't do the super challenge because they already did the super challenge, which they were successful at.
That's the dumbest thing ever. Stop right there. If you are successful on your challenge, you should be able to challenge again.
Right.
What are we doing here?
Why am I getting penalized? Because you fucked up.
Yes.
Like, you fucked up the call. You admit you fucked up. Now, why can't I say that again?
The dumbest logic I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Be reminded again. So that was insane. I mean, who are these referees? That is insane. Listen, the offensive interference, which they overturned, thank God they did. Okay, I can see at least why he made the call. You know, that call. To not see offsides when the entire defensive line comes in and almost unimpeded and sacks him, and they're not caught. Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And that changed everything.
Then you got the missed field goal.
Well, then there's a missed field goal, but then a full minute, so then they got to call a timeout. So now, instead of there being no time on the clock when they kick the field goal to win it and walk off, there's a minute left. Your fucking kickoff rules gives them the ball on the other 30, basically, automatic.
Great kick returning. Great kick return.
Great kick return. We're going to want you to catch on a 20 with a full sprint. No shit.
Hey, it's better. Have fun with the NFL this year when you're getting a 3-yard return fucking time.
That offside call was fucking ludicrous. And then, of course, then Jake Bates does miss that field goal. And what? 12 men.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit.
Hold on. Let's talk about this. And I know this didn't actually matter because there was a roughing the kicker that was a horrible call. And if I got to listen, one of the hardest things for me in these spring leagues of late, it's not Mike Pereira. It's fucking Blandino.
Dino Blandino.
Because he constantly uses, like, let's see the game
speed. Oh! And then was I ever a referee? No! But I'm Dino Blandino.
He's killing me on his response. That is clear. He did not give him a safe landing.
Well, the best is, he did give him a safe landing.
Yes.
So he's like, so they called Rafa the kicker on the field goals. He goes, okay, now as you see here, you have to give him a safe landing spot, which is, first of all, something in basketball. That's like the James Harden rule. That's nothing to do with a field goal kicker. And he goes, he did do that. He did give him a safe landing spot, and now he's just whipping up something.
Yeah.
And then
he made contact.
Yeah, later on, I think he said something to him, maybe. That was a little rough. They call that a rough thing.
When is the pendulum going to swing back? I understand.
That was a complete flop and acting job. Isn't crazy they called that.
What have we done in general to the sport in America? Like football. Like, what is the pendulum? I understand the NFL hid the fucking science. And they should be in trouble for that.
Mm.
They hid the fucking science. But this is so much of an overreaction. Every fucking time I turn it, and this is in college, this is in pro, this is in the UFL, this is in the CFL, the ELF. I don't give a shit. Any form of football you're watching, it's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous call. It is a ridiculous. It's an embarrassment to the fucking sport, to the history of the fucking sport.
It is. Well, it was Jake Bates, and he is the biggest star in the league. So he's getting like, you know, LeBron.
But it
treatment,
should be Adrian
basically.
Martinez, but they bench him every other week.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not even a starter, Adrian Martinez. Jake Bates is going to get every whistle if you can't even breathe on this fucking guy.
Oh, I can just see the billboard next year. It's like, instead of Jerry West in the NBA, it's just a guy kicking the ball.
Guy kicking 65 yarders in a dome.
The only problem is he'll be on an NFL roster by then.
Hopefully.
J-Mark, your thoughts? We got I know we lost on the Panthers money, minus -4. They should have lost the game outright. The run game was not there like it was last week. I know this because I played Colburn in one of my DFS lineups, but the Panthers survived. I feel like they've clinched. Your thoughts on the game?
So they need one more win to clinch. They're 4-2. If they lose out, Showboats or Roughnecks could still tie them.
They can't win. Those teams can't win. That's impossible.
That's fair. But technically, as far as the kick goes, like if your kicker's looking down and he lands with one foot and he's looking where to step to fall, you probably shouldn't throw that flag. I mean, he's
what
looking.
I'm saying,
where,
man. That's an embarrassing
guy.
I mean, look, I had Michigan, so it extended a first down. Of course, Michigan just ran like a minute off the clock and kicked the field goal again. But I'm saying,
right?
I just can't root for football to be like that. It's like, get the fuck out of here. That's not a penalty. That should never be a penalty in any form of football.
Yeah.
And it's all overreaction to this player safety shit.
I will have to add real quickly though. And I was on Arlington plus the points and the over easy hits. And I had a little money line and a little future. They are still yet not eliminated from playoff contention.
Still alive.
They're 0-6. They've had a lead in every game they've played so far. They're not the worst team in the league.
They're the worst record in the league.
Granted, their last win was the XFL championship game last year, but
that's a reminder that they have the potential to put this all together.
It's the same record they had last year. They were 4-7 last year when they got there. They're 0-6. They can run the table, go 4-6.
Fucking league. That was the dumbest. At least the USFL had like real champions where like they had winning records.
They got three teams in front of them, sure. But they played two of them. Let's see. They have games left against two of those up front, Battlehawks, Defenders, Brahmas, and they have a chance to begin a win streak this week. And they are now at 400-1. I'm telling all my clients, if you haven't got down yet, I was even more confident in the Renegades.
Well, I don't get
to go into Michigan like that. They pretty much
home, but they're counting.
I mean,
he's the kind of guy that would drink a gallon of gasoline so he could piss in your campfire. You could drop this guy off at the Arctic Circle wearing a pair of bikini underwear without his toothbrush, and tomorrow
they went in Michigan and dominated. Your king, Michigan's your king. Is this your king? I feel like fucking Wakanda.
That detective's got $1 million smile and a fistful of pesos waiting for you. Jump in on that future.
Get in.
Jump
there.
In on that future.
You'll be sorry if you don't get in. Get in now. 4-1, Arlington. 4-1, a playoff eligible team in an 8-team league.
To answer people's questions, no, I did not put a curse on Luis Perez. It wasn't me.
He's doing fine. It's not Perez's fault.
Yeah.
Well, he can't win a game.
He can't win
sucks,
a game. No,
that O-line does suck.
He can't
that
win a O-line game for sucks, sure. Yeah. Stoops is...
Lindsey Scott's probably like the second best quarterback in the league, but he never plays.
He just ruins everything when he gets in there. That's a weird combination of going in there, and they know Lindsey Scott's going to run the ball. But anyway,
well, our nightcap, you know, we loved this play. I think all three of us were on the Defenders. This is a little more sweaty than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, for sure. This was all over lock dogs, whatever it was. They went off as favorite.
18-12. They did fire the offensive line coach after the game. Say, get the hell out of here. Believe it or not, San Antonio did have more. No, they didn't. I'm sorry. I forgot the late drive by DC got them coming into that. San Antonio had a lot more yards than DC, but DC with that game winning touchdown drive, they get it done 18-12. They left that door open for them to potentially lose the game. San Antonio squandered it. How about San Antonio passing for 67 yards? See what happens. You got to go on the road. You got to go to real grass. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yep. Greg Williams playing some elite defense.
Yeah, some elite defense for sure. I love it though. Ran for a $153 on him. That was
my DFS play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, buddy. They're starting to turn into a power team. 31 rushing attempts.
Yeah.
Wade Phillips must have forgot what era of football he was in.
Son of a bum.
He's got dementia, and he just thought he was back with Bobby Humphrey at the Broncos.
Man. Dalton, yeah.
We were on this one.
It was a good game. It's the best game of the week. Yes. Best game of the weekend.
We knew
by
it was
going
to be the best game.
Yeah, but I was actually more impressed with San Antonio though. I mean, I thought DC was going to really start flex up.
Well,
but that
DC's offense just isn't that good.
Yeah,
dude.
They found a rhythm like late, real late, almost too late.
Yeah.
But I did feel like they eventually did catch it. But Harmon looked good. Hagans, Tommy looked all right.
They did rush for over 115 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry, 115 yards. Like, over 100 for DC is fucking rare this year.
Yeah.
So there is that. You know, J-Mark, your thoughts on the Defenders 18-16 win against the Brahmas?
Yeah, so if you're going to take a long shot, DC, I don't think their offense is very good, but they're starting to put it together a little bit.
Yes.
Greg is not blitzing every down, which is making the defense better because those guys can't cover enough to have people blitzing every. Mm-hmm. They're 13-1 right now. So I already threw a little bit on them. And also, I was a little bummed. I came this close to calling the Chris Rowland kick return.
Oh, my God. I was about to text you about that.
Yes.
Then I saw him step out of bounds, and I said, J-Mark doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
They did just play Birmingham to a what? Was it a 1-point game? Blood fest in the mud, but
Corral fest.
Absolutely. So 13-1. I agree with you there, J Mark. They have at least
they're one game out right now.
They have the ceiling. I mean, that was huge for the playoff. If San Antonio stole a game up on them, even though they just beat them, that was huge for the standings.
Well, they're one game out, and when you consider the schedules, you know, the way that they line up next week. Well, San Antonio plays Houston, which, you know, that's going to be a win. DC plays Michigan. That's you got to get through that hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, they play St. Louis after that. Dude, what are you talking about? Then they get Memphis, so they could win. They got to beat, I'd say the Michigan game's like a must win because after that it's Memphis and Arlington. And meanwhile, San Antonio has, they both have St. Louis left, but San Antonio gets Birmingham. You're right. They're alive. They're alive in the nation's capital. Mm-hmm. Let's take a future on them. Anything else you want to add about this fine game at Aldi Field there? The crowd wasn't that, I know it was like sprinkling a little bit, but yeah, I mean,
they showed the beer snake. One guy drank from the top of the beer snake, which isn't the point to drink from the bottom of the fucking beer snake.
Yeah. No, the beer snake's been tainted for a while.
It really has. I don't like the UFL getting promoting
these rules and regulations.
Yeah, I don't like them promoting it. And then they're also trying to relegate it. Regulate it or whatever, you know, like, no, don't jump in on it now. Fucking corporations.
Yeah, you bastards.
It's not for you.
All right, now it's time for our sweet old power rankings.
Yes.
Get ready for this. Buckle up, Mr. Reddit. All right. At team 8, I still have the Houston Roughnecks. Great defense. I know you limited the Battle Dome rushing attack to negative yards, but Curtis Johnson is Curtis Johnson, and I believe, and now that Mark Thompson quit, telling me I'm just supposed to buy some stocks.
So Mark Thompson took his helmet and walked.
He's done. Curtis Johnson ruined his whole goddamn career. This guy was gonna rush for 1,000 yards in the NFL next year. He's out.
God damn it! That changes my rank. That's true though. I love him. I love him so much even more. Fuck this. Not enough people walk off mid job. I feel like it's a mid shift walk off.
That's what I'm saying. Like
fucking mid, you know, working Walmart. Fuck this.
That's what I'm saying. You know? It reminds me of a time I was working a Blockbuster Video and a bunch of other people had called out.
Yep.
And it was just me and my manager.
Dundee, I'm in the weeds. Can you come to the rescue? I
was in the weeds. It was a rainy night on the East Coast. Blockbuster had this big ass line.
Jurassic Park, new release. Everyone's fucking flooding us.
There was a Knicks-Raptors playoff game going on that I really wanted to watch. I was annoyed that I had to work while that was going on. And my manager was giving me shit about not going fast enough. Not checking the VHS tapes to be rewound.
You got to put that in a rewind machine. Be kind, rewind.
And my friends happened to come through on a Friday night, and they saw me just sweating it out, and I go, you guys want to watch me quit in front of this bitch's face? Right? Then, I did it. I took my shirt off right there. I threw it on the ground. Had my name tag. I threw it at her, and it felt amazing. And that's what Mark Thompson, that's what he did to these Roughnecks. All right? Jeez. He's a gambler for life. See, this is another thing. This cockamamie roughneck game. Right?
What was her name? The manager,
Gladys. You take that, Gladys.
Gladys by herself at a Blockbuster on a Friday night.
Oh yeah, have fun
during new release.
There's a reason why they give you the benefits as a manager. You know, 5 rentals a week for free.
Not doing it fast enough. Why weren't your friends watching basketball? They wanted to come get some free rentals.
They knew I was annoyed. They wanted the free rentals. Yeah. We all wanted to watch the deer hunter later.
Right,
all right. But
do you ever do the switch to tapes? Because that's the actual box was behind. That's how you knew if you had a copy. So you would open it up and switch to tape.
Oh, we would play a game to try to. There was a horrible movie called Supernova with Lou Diamond Phillips. Mm. Shout out to LDP. Mm-hmm. But if we found a horrible movie, me and some of the other guys would try to sell that. Some people say, hey, you work here. What's a great movie? Have you seen Supernova? Supernova is like the best fucking movie. Right? We would try to sell these horrible movies. It was very, like, I do miss that element of it. And I missed it after that. But Gladys, I'm sorry.
You're a real Kevin Smith movie going on there.
Gladys Live didn't know how to run the offense, is what I'm saying.
Didn't rally
when you,
the troops.
When you had everyone else call it out and I was in the trenches.
She had Curtis Johnson qualities.
You need to thank me. You need to not shit on me. Because when you shit on me, you end up with a shittier result. Because I just said, hey, I'm like a 17-year-old kid. I don't need this fucking job. You know what I mean? I'm going to go smoke a bowl in the parking lot. All right.
It was one of those afterwards. Hey, listen, emotions run high on the game. You know, we all said things from both sides that we don't mean, but it's about heat of competition. No, you and Thompson took your ball and said, I'm going.
That's what I'm saying. Mark Thompson, hey, hit me up on Twitter, man. We got a lot in common, buddy.
Open policy here,
Mark. Open policy. Come on the show.
Yeah, we got a chair always waiting for you, Mark.
Come on the show, buddy.
Please
be kind. Rewind.
I mean,
all right?
I honestly, he follows us on Twitter, right? We should get at.
That's what I'm saying.
If he's officially gone, that'll be like Cat Williams on Club Shay Shay. That'll be mind blowing. That'll be internet breaking.
Dude, I was
in the UFL Reddit world, at least.
I was working at Blockbuster, and Steven Davis, the former Auburn Tiger and Washington Redskin running
number
back,
48,
came through.
Carolina Panther.
Now, this, he might have had a legit argument, but I wasn't. So he was complaining about a $4.21. And I really mean 421 because that's exactly what the late fee was.
Mm-hmm.
He was complaining about the late fee there, but I knew he had just signed like a $70 million contract with the Redskins.
That's not the fucking point. I'm on Steven Davis' side
already.
And
shame on me because I didn't give him his fair. Like, yeah, I'm he on might Steven have had Davis a good side. Argument, but I wasn't hearing that shit. I knew you were rich as fuck.
Right.
So I just said, sorry, I can't do it. Meanwhile, my friends could bring a movie back 6 months later. And I'm like, hit the delete. We're good.
No.
Steven Davis. I owe you an apology.
I'll say this. I do agree that the people that get the free stuff, celebrities and rich and athletes, things like that, are the people who don't need it.
Yeah.
Like your friends do. They do need the 6 month fee waived off or whatever. At the same time,
right is right.
Right is right. And Steven Davis was on the right side of history. Anyway,
he was.
Because Blockbuster was an evil.
He might have been. It's. I need the bet detective on the case.
Well, all of Blockbuster's late fees were outrageous.
Oh, yes,
they were outrageous.
They were.
And I'm glad that company fell on its face.
Yeah, they had a nice offer from Netflix. Hey, you want to buy us for like $1 million?
They laughed him out of the room. They said streaming. What's that?
Blockbuster and the UFL have a lot of parallels. I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Blockbuster. They couldn't see the future over all their fucking cash they were sitting on.
If we do a deep dive on Jeff, hashtag UFL Jeff sucks. I guarantee you, he was behind Blockbuster Video.
At least BlackBerry.
Okay. Let's get these power rankings. My eighth team is Houston. Who do you got, CJ?
Oh man, I was teetering now with Houston there, but I'll stick with what I originally have here, and I got Memphis at number 8. This Cornell late.
That's a good. When you really think about it, it's a good debate because I trust Houston's defense. Yes. I actually like Houston's defense.
I mean,
you know what? I'm changing. I'm changing.
That's what I mean. Memphis does have a defense.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
I'm taking Memphis 8th. Memphis 8th.
Houston has a defense, I meant. Yeah, for sure. Now, obviously, they played Birmingham. I don't really think Birmingham didn't really get going until the second half. They gifted him with that fumble. But it's Carnell Lake defense. they have given up the second
most. It's Carnell Lake, too. He's coached by Dick LeBeau forever.
That's what I'm saying.
What's going on here?
Second most points by any team in UFL this year they've given up. It was their fourth consecutive game of allowing 30 points or more. There's defense. I mean, it's not just Birmingham they're going up against. And three times in a row now, the Flippos had to fucking pull his quarterback because they've just been overwhelmed. Their offline is getting overwhelmed. They have to fucking take the quarterback.
The Flippo can't coach. He can't coach to save his life.
I mean, they got to
get him out of here, too.
They're an absolute fucking disaster. And I've been on this since week one that Memphis is not good. Everyone's been saying the talent they have. Yes, they do have some talent, but their coaching staff is so bad on both sides.
I'm going to be honest. I think the only coach that knows what he's doing is Skip Holtz.
I mean,
like Tony Beckett's, at least they're improving.
Yeah.
But I still question, like, he punted on a 4th-and-1.
Meatball's got good personality. Yeah. Right. But yeah, they still punt on 4th-and-1. Barlow is proven to be a fraud.
So who do we got?
Yeah, I know.
Who do we got?
Stoops is not even tuned
in.
All we got
is Holtz is the only guy that understands football in 2024.
That's a good point. Phillips, I love, but he's just cranking. Hey, we got timeouts. Stop asking me questions.
What's this? What's this? That's my favorite one.
What's this?
Hey, coach. What's this? What are we talking about here? J-Mark, who you got at eight?
Yeah, I got the Boats, too. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. I like how Arlington's shooting right back up our rankings again. Still winless. Yeah. I feel bad for even taking him out of the four spot.
Number seven. I do have the Houston Roughnecks now that Mark Thompson has flushed the toilet on Curtis Johnson. All right. You agree?
I agree. Yeah, for sure.
J-Mark, you got it seven.
Yeah, I got the Roughnecks as well. Now,
wow.
My power rankings, it's kind of like the four that I think will make the playoffs and the four that probably shouldn't be playing football.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they're real even with Renegades, but I have to give just a little bit of a coaching bump to the Renegades. So
they're right where they want to be, the Renegades. This is exactly, I mean, they're fine.
That is going to be a great headline for the league. You know, 0-16 catches flames.
And let I assume we all have Renegades at six here.
Six is the Arlington Renegades.
So Reddit will be very upset with this because they are 0-6.
I haven't pulled up this week's numbers here. Hold on, let me see if I can. They were the third ranked offense coming into
Perez
last week.
Leads the league in fucking passing. Their offense is good. They can't put it together. That's their problem. I mean, they find ways to lose. When their offense is good, their defense is bad. When their offense isn't doing something, their defense actually kind of plays. They play Memphis this week. They will beat Memphis. I'm putting a guarantee on that. Arlington's getting their first win of the season next week. We're starting a streak. I'm not guaranteeing a title. I'll put some shekels down in the future or even a playoff entrance, but they will get something going, and they will win.
They're the number two ranked offense in the UFL right now. That's remarkable.
Amazing. It kind of reminds me of Orlando last year when we got down on Orlando at 100-1. They were winless or 1-5 or whatever they were, but they had an offense, especially with Dormady in there, and they would put up points, and then they upset DC.
How's that possible? How do you have a winless team second in offense behind
their defense?
And by the way, let's talk about Birmingham. Birmingham is 90.1 yards better than the second best team. That's insane. In a league like this, that's insane. That's insane.
Arlington is great from the 20 to the 20, but their red zone offense is just so inefficient.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and defensively, Arlington's seventh. They're not even eighth. So it's kind of a mind fuck. It's like, how are you winless? What are we on? Five?
Five now.
Five is to me the San Antonio Brahmas.
I agree. I also agree. We all have the Brahmas.
Jesus,
five,
we didn't even need to do this exercise. We just give out my top eight. At four, I got DC Defenders. Greg Williams is being the difference maker here. Aldi Field is a legit home field advantage. A little bit. And I think that puts them over in San Antonio. If you go back to that first San Antonio matchup, I know they split, but that trick play 50-yard bullshit touchdown to the center.
Yeah.
I that's a gimmick. I trust that DC is a little bit better than San Antonio because without the gimmicks, you know what I mean? If you throw the gimmicks away, DC is a better football team.
Well, this is where we're at. I think this is going to be the only difference we have in the entire rankings between all three, because I imagine we're all have similar ones if we went 8-7-6, right? Because I have DC and Michigan flipped. I'm just not. I mean, I think Michigan. I know they're rising. They looked. To me, they took a step back last week with that.
And that's why Bryce Perkins could be that difference.
I mean, you're thinking future,
vote
future.
For Perkins.
Right? You have hashtag vision. You're thinking Perkins getting in there. At this point, I'm with you now. I want to see Perkins in there. This is a joke.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, I do not. I'm not a Michigan believer. I mean, they are. Their defense is getting not as showing some holes. I'm just saying recently, they definitely should have lost that last game in DC.
But Arlington's the second best offense. So that just
Arlington's
just
second
be
best offense.
Second best offense.
Yeah. DC. I think DC is getting better each week, and they'll finally have their third game at home next week. Who do they play? Do they play?
No, they have a big game. Michigan. They play Michigan.
At
we
DC, right?
We get to find that
at
out.
DC.
Yeah.
This is good. Show this up the Reddit's ass too. I'm gonna have two fucking decisions, two big games for me in the power ranking level, and I got DC over Michigan, which they will, and I'll guarantee that victory as well.
I still got Michigan at three. They got the league's, you know, the prize piece of the league in Jake Bates. All right.
Yeah, you do have Jake Bates.
You have fun going up against the refs and Jake Bates.
He does. Right? He does have the league on his side. You cannot touch the great Jake Bates.
J-Mark, who you got at four?
Yeah, so at four, I got the Defenders. I can really see them making a playoff run here, mm-hmm. get some revenge against St. Louis in the playoff and make the final. That's why I put some money on them at the plus, or I guess 13 to 1.
Love to hear it.
Also, just a weird stat. Etling outran Ta'amu by 62 yards and outpassed him by 23. So interesting.
Yeah. He was in the dome.
He had I know big, you want to bench
was
him,
in the dome. There was a little bit of sprinkles. You know what I mean?
That's true.
He had a big run there at the end. But I mean, you know, they got the win. I mean, as much as shit talking, a lot of it's more personal for my onto futures, but he did get the win for Michigan. So
yeah, exactly. All right. Jake Bates did get the win for Michigan. Yeah, so I told you my number three. I you have the rest of my league figured out. I have St. Louis at two, Birmingham at one. I imagine you guys do the same. Our only difference is Michigan and DC.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, that's our show.
I got the Battle Hawks at number. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Number one.
Shout out to Sam Pierce says, bless you guys. Absolutely loving your DFS content. One over 100 this past week.
Yes.
Hey, congrats, man.
Nice.
There we go.
Not with my lineup, you didn't.
Yeah, well, if you listen, if someone tweeted me, and I apologize, Sam, if it was you. Someone tweeted me saying, with Adrian Martinez, do you shift to, because I said he doesn't target Deion Kane. Mm. And I go, we not only don't play Deion Kane, you put Adrian Martinez in your roster because he's way better than the whole fucking league. Yeah. Hopefully you listen there because, the most impressive performance by, would you say Bates' performance is better than Martinez? Performance.
Well,
has Bates missed a 60-yarder?
Yeah, I know he has.
He's like 4 for 4 on 60-yard field goals.
He has three field goals from 60 yards or out, plus a long of 64, and it's not. It seems like more because they keep trying to freeze him, and he keeps drilling them during fucking free kick ones too. Like he's just automatic.
It's like 6 for 6 from 60 yards plus.
That's why it was funny when he did miss that one where there was too many men on the field that he got a redo at. The announcers at first like, oh well, it must have got blocked. Obviously, someone got a piece of it.
No one does. It's Jake Bates. right.
Then they showed a replay. Oh God, no! He I think he missed that. Like they couldn't believe it that he would possibly miss a kick. But yeah, no, Martinez is the MVP. He's the best performance I've seen out there.
It's going to be interesting to see if he starts this week because, like I said, I think you put Matt Corral out there. I don't think you give him any tape. You don't give him any tape with Martinez besides that tape you got out there.
I think the only way you can do that because you already set the precedent of playing Corral this year and like alternating going back and forth.
So you can get away with that.
But it's kind of crazy.
If you're a Birmingham Stud fan, you got to be furious though. You go to the game to see the best player in the league.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
This is like in the NBA. This is the NBA.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if UFL can do load management with Adrian Martinez.
When does Jake Bates use his star power and say, I'm out this game, guys?
Jake Bates don't fucking
wait,
practice.
I got a kick in DC? In the muck?
Coach, Jake
in
Bates.
In real grass? No. No.
Jake Bates don't do mud.
Yeah, okay? Talk to my agent. All right. Folks, check out the Bottom Line Bombs podcast. CJ Sullivan has been just killing it there. He had the Kentucky Derby. I got completely fucked over on my fucking... Dude, he's holding the horse back. I had Forever Young.
I know.
Did you have Forever Young too?
Yeah, we had some Forever Youngs. We had some shares of that.
Good God.
Although he did some banging around too. They let him play, as Kramer said. They let those horses swap paint like it was NASCAR. They were banging into each other.
I'm still mad about that. All right, check out the Bottom Line Bombs podcast, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, UFL action. They're just going all around. What else you got?
Boxing, we got MMA, golf
CFL
bombs.
Starting up. He's going to be talking about Blue Bomber football.
Yes.
Check it out. Also, check out the Old Fashioned Football, podcast. J-Mark, what are you up to on that podcast coming up, buddy?
Yeah, we're getting ready to jump right into our division previews already, so... kind of looking at the fantasy football value of these guys and then doing some best bets at the end too.
There we go. Check out the Old Fashioned Football podcast. Give J Mark a follow on Twitter at J Mark Football. then check out the college football experience and the FCS college football experience. I just did a new podcast called Stadium Heads that you should check out with Michael Barker, College Football Campus Tour.
I even retweeted that. I don't retweet anybody.
What did I do? I had to slip a Messino. I had to slip Messino for that one. Appreciate that, buddy. Check out the Stadium Heads podcast as well as, like I said, the CFL gambling podcast. I think we're going to be firing away in the next week. Check us out there. Me, J Mark, and I'm going to make the Bet Detective come on and talk Canada for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. He spends enough time up there at fucking Manitoba. Mm-hmm. All right. Sports Gambling Podcast has got a show in about 26 minutes. So tune into that. And until next time, folks, this is the UFL Gambling Podcast. See you Thursday. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.